Tomorrow, hundreds of cyclists will gather in Pittsburgh for one of the toughest bike races in the country. The Dirty Dozen challenges cyclists to ride the 13 steepest hills in the city, along with a 50-plus mile route that takes about 8 hours to complete. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports, for the first time in the race's 34-year history, its founder, Danny Chu, will be absent.
Danny Chu loves numbers. One of his most important numbers is 1 million. That's how many miles he plans to ride his bicycle in his lifetime.
I've kept track of my miles going all the way back to 1978 in high school. I have these books, they're hard copy books, I write in pen, and I have a book for every year, so that's almost, 40 years worth of books now.
With 783,000 miles already behind him, the plan was to ride about 20,000 miles a year until he reached his goal. But on September 4th of this year, everything changed.
I was getting ready for a 100-plus mile ride that I had done thousands of times before, no different than any other day. Had my normal huge breakfast and was riding with a female friend, and 40 miles into the ride, we were going down a slight hill, and I guess I must have got dizzy and blacked out. I thought I blew a front tire out.
Chu veered off the road and crashed, and when he came to, he couldn't move below the chest. Now a paraplegic, he's spent the last 2 months at the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago. The man who once biked across the entire country in a little over a week is now working to master the task of dressing himself.
Things that most people take for granted, like putting on a pair of pants, takes you 1 minute. Takes me 25 minutes.
Chu's gotten a lot faster. He can now get dressed in less than half an hour. In his wheelchair, he can do a lap around the hospital floor in 2 minutes, down from 4. But he still has a long road ahead of him.
This is nearly as hard for me in my current state as climbing a Dirty Dozen hill back before the accident.
Chu created the Dirty Dozen with his brother and a friend in 1983. 5 people attempted the race that first year. Just 3 finished. But in recent years, hundreds of people have turned out to compete, whether against the field or just themselves.
It's freaking hard. These hills are the steepest hills in Pittsburgh. They're insane. And so people will be going up these climbs, these steeps. We call it climbing the steeps in Pittsburgh. And they may like just get to the point where they can't go forward anymore. And you're it's too late. Like, you can't clip out. You're done. It's like, boom, you're going over. Slow motion fall.
That's Patty George, a fellow ultra cyclist and a protege of Chu's, at a fundraiser at Over the Bar Bicycle Cafe on the South Side last weekend. She says Chu would make up a unique mantra for each one of the cyclists he mentored.
I always think of what he would say, which is, you love to ride your bike immensely. And so sometimes he'd even text me, immensely, and I knew exactly what he meant.
Chu says the first few weeks after his accident were hard. He even contemplated suicide. But now, with less than 2 weeks until he leaves the hospital, his focus has once again turned to his million-mile goal.
The hand cycle is going to be twice as hard. I mean, 50 miles on a hand cycle would be as hard as 100 miles on a regular bike.
So do you have a plan for that?
Well, the plan is to start doing 10,000 miles a year on a hand cycle and off to live into my 80s. Originally, I was going to get it by the time I'm 70.
Chu won't be able to make it to the Dirty Dozen this year, but he'll be live streamed to call the beginning of the race. He says he expects as many as 340 riders this year, a new record, and another number he's not likely to forget. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.